You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
With lockdown orders beginning to expire all over the world, and with many states and local governments easing restrictions, as the U.S. begins to reopen, the question is, what's next? Well, at a social level, that remains to be seen. But at an individual level, that depends on whether or not you've taken the necessary steps to prepare yourself. You see, some people have developed or sharpened their skills. Others have studied to develop new ones. And others have planned for what they will do once all restrictions are eased. But no matter what you've chosen to do with your time, the truth is that we will soon be exiting this unprecedented phase in our lives, but only to enter a new and unprecedented one. The book of Hebrews chapter 4 says, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it." The author of the book of Hebrews targets his writing specifically to a group of first century Jewish converts who had just exited the most powerful, exciting, and memorable time in the history of mankind. But they had also entered into a difficult transition period. They had exited the period of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ with the promise of his return for them. The problem was that as they waited for Jesus to return, they were paying a very heavy price for converting to Christianity. They had been forced into social, political, and financial distancing from the rest of the community. And with things going from bad to worse, they began to abandon their faith. Now, in the Bible, the most prevalent command we find is, don't fear or do not fear. The commandment in one form or another appears hundreds of times. However, the author of the book of Hebrews tells the Jewish people that they should fear. He tells them that they should fear that after being a part of the most important time in the history of mankind, the coming of the Son of God into our world with the promise of a new and eternal kingdom, that they should fear being unprepared and falling short of receiving the promise as a result of the difficulties of their lives. Now, as followers of Jesus, we should not fear what comes next at a social level. Jesus already said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." But the writer of the book of Hebrews warns that at an individual level, the one thing we should fear the most is not being prepared for what God is going to do next. So here's the question: what are you doing to prepare for what's coming next?